This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The GM contract with the United Auto Workers following the strike was seen as paving the way for deals with other companies. Well, there's news of a tentative UAW deal now with Ford. Tomorrow, we get the October jobs report, where the effects of the now-concluded GM strike will be apparent. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
We've been adding about 150,000 jobs a month since July. But for October, says Joseph Bruswellis at RSM Consulting,
we're going to have a pretty bad number.
That's partly because about 50,000 auto workers were temporarily off payrolls during the GM strike that ended last week. Job creation has been slowing down all year. Bruswellis predicts by early 2020, employers will be adding just about 100,000 jobs a month.
That's what we call the break-even number, the minimum necessary to meet new people entering the workforce and to keep the unemployment rate stable.
Job creation has been weakest in mining, manufacturing, and other production industries. John Lear at Morning Consult says workers and managers are kind of bummed out.
We've seen a broad fall of consumer sentiment within the manufacturing sector, and it hasn't rebounded.
He says those companies are suffering the most from the ongoing trade wars and weakening demand for U.S. exports. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.